do not commit any unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action, the pure of mind, this is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at the cause of the phenomena, like star, vision of a defect, the vision of the defect, the distorted view, like the here Mars butter means the butter in a light flame. So Mar me butterling. So like illusion. Like this water tube. Water bubble. Like rain. A cloud. So here was from also on the body possessions. This found the people, family or family river, the surrounding people. So for the rest comes to phenomena. Within lifestyle. daytime when the sun rises, you see. you don't see star. So all these phenomena. The mere gathering. The base to be labeled, base to be labeled, this and that. So the mere gathered, see, or the mere gathered, the base to be labeled, see, the merely gathered, merely labeled, merely appeared. So, on that, just as a merely gathered, then merely imputed, merely appeared. So, in Tibetan, it says Totsan, the base for labeled, that's it, Totsan. Dasan, Nansan. So that's how it is, the whole entire phenomena, including the hell, enlightenment, revelation, samsara, everything. That may get it, basically, to level, that's get it, the merely village, merely village, as a way of being, you see. So the children play. These pieces. So you put together. You put together, and then depending which line, depending which shape you make it. So you put like this, and you put like that. So mere gathered, mere the base of labor is that mere gathered, then mere imputation, the mere appearance. Then after mere imputation, the mere appearance, the appearance A. So then you take it in parts and pieces, and then you put you make a circle, take it apart, and then you put them like these circles. Then they make as Maxi, so the numbers are labeled as a bit, she's base, that's to be labeled, the base to be labeled. Sometimes may gathered, you see. May gathered. So all this, so you can do, you can, you know, take a part and make another one, you see. Then say, you see different, say, the invitation and different appearance, you know, according to what you might label. You have a view of that, according to what you might label. Let's see, what is the impetus? Then you have view of that appearance, you see. So the so before your mind imputed or that any of those so forth, any of those there's no appearance. That is there's no appearance. Even though there is design there, you know, circle like this, and the line like this. Even though these designs are there, but you don't have appearance that this is A and that this is that this is zero, so like this, all like this. That is all the rest of the phenomena. All the rest of the phenomena. The hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, happiness, pramta. Every single phenomena is like that. There's a meal dealt, the waste labeled, due to that, the meal petition. Then one after that, then you have to appear, that's the appearance. So there's the, there's all this evolution, this gradual evolution, that the three things doesn't happen at the same, the three things doesn't happen at the same time. It's very subtle, so you don't. It's very subtle, so we don't. We're not aware that is graduate. You're not aware, so the principle is very subtle. in a very short time, you see. So we're not aware of the evolution. So, to our hallucinated mind, it appears. According to our hallucinated mind, how it appears to be. See, that is it. The minute when you see that phenomena, I see. For example, going back to syllables, from the very beginning, you know, seeing all, seeing that, so forth, what the other rest of the method. And even that, not merely level of mind, existing from its own side. The total opposite. No awareness, totally. So first seeing the base, then what's the mind, depending on what kind of base you see, then the mind is discriminate, label, for the make of the label. Then third is appearance to you. So here basically in our daily life, the I that we day and night constantly with the I. That appears to you. What is merely labeled I? Whether the I is appearing merely labeled, or whether the I is appearing not merely labeled, but mind, see. real one, the sense existing from its own side. Whichever way the eye appears, merely labeled or not merely labeled, it's all temple of the mind. Temple of the mind. You can see. And the aggregates. The difference is that, other one, the merely labeled one, it exists. Not the merely labeled one, the I which appear and be labeled, that which exists. is not appearing, not merely labeled the mind. That real I, and that is non-existent. Appeared not mere label, that's the hallucination. So that real I is the non-existing one. So the difference is that. But both came from mind, you see. So then the aggregates, the general aggregates, and the body, mind, whatever the general aggregates, you see, are sustainable mind. The general aggregates based on level I. So that what is mere level one which exists, and there is not mere level, you know, as in the real one. So both the which is non existent, both are mercy, both mind. The one, what else, see, appears in the world, the world will see. Temple's mind. from there down to the atoms, the body, down to the atoms, you see, of the body, and down to the particles of the atoms, and particles of those atoms, something like that. So, all. There is mere level, and there which appear, there which appeared not mere level of a mind, or you see, and there is a real atom, you see, that particular atom, how about that? So all come from, say, all those of which are non-existent, total non-existent, all that part of which are total non-existent. The real atom, real particles of atoms, and say, really in the sense existing from those sides. So, and there was appearance of hallucination, was kind of mind. so, completely. And they included consciousness, the, when, you know, so, go back. consciousness from that life, consciousness from beginning of your Buddha, after enlightenment, you are conscious, you know, from beginning of your Buddha, after enlightenment, after omniscient mind. those are life, all the different life consciousness, then this life consciousness. then I say, how many you see this life has, all those power consciousness, and then the 12 months, and all those ones, those a month, you know, 1 year, that problem. Then many weeks. consciousness. That many days of consciousness, that many hours of consciousness, that many minutes of consciousness, that many seconds of consciousness, then there is a split second of consciousness. So I got so that all these merely of the mind. the body and mind, the phenomena, that which is formless, which is formless, both formless, though colorless, shapeless, but with nature, by which nature perceiving object. which has natural clarity. So so based with labeled mind. So, so those segments of consciousness and split second consciousness are there. So, being labeled by mind, you see. Being labeled by thought, you see. So, temple and that also can, you know, so temple and mind. And there which appeared a real mind, in a sense, existing, not merely with a mind, hallucination, and that which, that real mind, not merely labeled, not merely labeled, and so that, or chemical mind, you see, that projected, but projected. So chances. What's a chancy? the label. Have learned the label. From somebody. This means red. This means green. This means this, you see. So doesn't mean that child does not see red light, green light, but the child does not see that this is green light. Child doesn't see that this is red light. Doesn't appearance this is red light, and that this doesn't appearance this is green light. So see it. So only of the child given a thought, the label, and then the child might impute, was taught. So then put a label on that object, you see, on that color. And believe in that. So I think they have to believe it. That's what I think. Then I don't think if you don't believe in that, what you might label, I don't think there's appearance. After that, you know, appearing as red light, green light, I don't think. If you don't believe. You know the labels that your mind put, but you didn't believe. You think. but if you can see some examples, you know, explain. I don't think to appear. That's free. I think not only your mind put labels, but you can believe in that. So then, only after this, then there's appearance of, see, red light and green light. That this is green light, that this is red light. You see? Then, only after this, then the child see that this is a red light. Then only the child see that this is red light and that this is green light. After appearance that this is green light, this is red light, then the child see that this is green light, red light, after appearance. So, So that means what? That means, you see, what the child sees first, before the child, you know, was educated, before the child put the label, what the child sees is the base. Is the base. That's the base. That's the base. To be labeled green, to be labeled, you know, red, and so forth, you see. So what we solve ourselves when the child, what we solve first, you see. Because we are educated the labels. That's the base. Then after somebody, you know, introduce you the labels, then your mind follows that and do that. And put the labels, you might make up the labels and put it out. only after that, as a result, then the sufferings, isn't that? Then you see. So, for example, say Jim or something, say, so that aggregates is there, but the dream doesn't exist that time. Even the site name, Brother Charles, not even considered. They already decided the name, what to give. If they get child. So, in case if they get child. So, so anyway, but the child not even conceived yet. So even say, so that anyway, so that time the child say that gene it doesn't exist. Even the label is put, but there's no base, I guess you say. gene doesn't exist at that time. So both sons see the other way, the gene doesn't exist. There's the base and there's no label. The mind hasn't labeled gene. Gene doesn't exist. And then mind has labeled gene, but there's no base. So most of that time gene doesn't exist. So gene came in existence only so that the base and mind the second of the mind merely repeated gene. Then gene came in existence. So that so here you can see Jim exists but it's empty. With this simple meditation analysis, you can see nature of the gene is so what it is. What it is merely put to our mind. So the percentage is right view, the middle of the view you see here. So when you see the appearance dependent arising and emptiness is unified. So on, so you're unified. One phenomena, the emptiness and the appearance dependent on arising. So here, gene, the appearance, the dependent on arising, the gene, and emptiness. You know what to say. There's gym. Existing. Believe in one. And it's empty. So when you realize that, that is using the tables of teachings of people's part, so that time, then the right view is complete. So here what I was going to say is this. So exactly the same. Exactly the same for us who knows red light, green light, all these, you see, the levels. is also learned. So that is like that, but we don't we're not aware. And the graduate is that same. The child is the So first you see the base, then put the label, you see, then appeared, then see, as I said, child. So then when you say, while driving car, so, oh, the red light. So before your mind labeled red light. Labeled red light. Oh, the red light. Should not drive. Stop. So. So you are seeing red light come from your mind. Yeah, the red light that you see is come from your mind. That's very important to understand, or very important is education. That's come from the mind. So what makes your mind to choose the particular label red light? What causes your mind to choose particular label red light? What causes? So if you're putting red light, if you're labeling red light on the red light, you see, if you're labeling red light on the red light, then then you have to label red light on that red light. Then you see on that red light, then you have to label a red light, you know. So it's endless. So in the Madhumaya Sutra, you see, if the eyes is the eye, if the eye is soft, it's best to label the eye. If that sucks the eye, then you label eye on the eye. If that gives itself the eye, then one is the eye. So then you see, then what's the point to label eye on the eye? Then it's endless. That's the what mistake will rise if that gets is that if you know I guess is sort of the eye. Then it doesn't make sense. You see, if it's endless, then you have to live higher, you know. So that's what it said there. So it's the same thing. Normally one label on something which is not a base which is not that, you know, which is not a base which is not that label that you put, you see. So that's why the parents giving, that's why parents are taking time to taking time or best name to give. Because if the child's conceived, if the child's conceived, the idea is there. If there's already gene from the time of conception, it's already gene. Yeah? Mm. From the time of birth in the womb, it's a conception, then it's already gene. Anyway. Why do you need to say? Then my child, my parents, my just my difficult city. Best name of the, you know. Then there's no purpose to say, yeah. Going through the books, going through the list of names in the books and what I'm giving, see. So in there. So there's no meaning. All the gene, so there's no sense, you know. You don't need to say gym of the gym. See, similar. If the aggregates, you know, the association of the body mind is the aggregates, the collection of five. If that is a man president, you see. Similar to the American president, you see, not exist merely by mind. It exists, no? Not exist merely by mind existing. Existing from society, not merely by mind. So it appears to us, to our hallucinated mind, it appears like that, you see. As the American president said, not merely labeled by mind, existing from society, it appears for us, some people that believe it's true, see. Believe it's true. So according to that, if that's true in reality, then same, see. Because it exists from a society. So then that means when the when the bush consciousness took place, when the fact that the egg and the agates happened there, you see. So, when the agates are extracted from mother's womb, then American president, you see, is the same. Whether agates is the president or the president exists from society, then it's the same. No matter if about that, same would be. From birth to the present, you see, like that. So that doesn't need election. It doesn't need vote, doesn't need election, you see. It doesn't spend all these millions of dollars, it doesn't need look for a sponsor, you see. Yeah. So many millions of dollars, people to vote, you see. If the view is correct, and we believe what appears to us in the world. Believe. If that's correct one, then you see, doesn't it also go to spend many dollars to get elected, you see. So it's already come by the time, you see, president said that. So it's all this Mr. Lash. So anyway, going back. So they say, what causes us to choose this particular label, red? Red. Sorry. Red color. So what causes? So that's a very important question. Very important question. What causes? To label red and green. Not this electron. What cause? That's very important. So what causes? What causes us to label red? This is red, now I can go. So what causes our mind to label? What is it that what causes us to choose this particular label, red, green?
A group agreement.
We agree as a group that we'll call it red. What about the objects? one group accept, agree that level, another group that do not agree that level. What about that?
They have a different name.
Yeah. So what? So it is. So then one group, again, one group don't agree. You know, the level, see, they use different level. So about that. So, so then, what you would decide? So one group to not, one group to not only with one, something else, other group like the one. So what you would do? You mean your own?
Some people do. Sometimes it's the person who writes the book that wins. You know?
So you believe which one? You believe none, or do you believe you follow one of the groups?
There could be many labels for the same base.
And no, I'm talking about the base. Okay. That's not the question of the question of the base. The label.
I agree with the one that I was raised with. It's the one that I have in my culture and the one I was taught. Someone teaches me something better, maybe I'll change my mind.
Someone teaches better. You like better color.
Well, at first I was a child and it said green light go, red light stop, you know, it's a little book and that's what I learned. But then, you know, later on the scientist said it's a vibration that your eye perceives as a specific frequency and that's red. And so that became red light. You know, it had a more of a meaning, more of a label.
Frequency. Or what? Frequency of what?
Vibration.
So with the old color is frequency of vibration. So what makes you decide the color? What makes you decide? So that doesn't become the reason to label white, red, and green. Some green, some white.
Convention.
You're talking about what it means, what it's telling you. prayer mat, not the hand mat, wasn't like before you, yes, light means that, but then here the discussion is, you see, as I give example, the child, so that from there, that means rational light has to come from, as see, we have the label, you see, what you see, we have the label. So therefore, I'm saying, I'm using the child as an example, so how things come from mind, you see, the child mind, the label, this and that, then, you see, there's appearance to the child mind, this and that, then the child can see that this and that, see. So that it's a same class. It's a same class every day of life. I mean, all the rest of phenomena, in our intellect, all the rest of phenomena, exactly the same like that. So anyway, so the whole question, what makes us start to label, this is red light, this is red light. What was it to our mind to choose this particular label?
Previous thought and action. Previous result. Something separated it. In our experience?
It's what we're taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're taught it because we're taught to separate. At some stage, we're taught to separate that one thing is red and the other thing is green, and before that, nothing separated it for us. This previous experience.
We learn that label from our parents, from our society. It's what we're taught, it's what we learn.
Mm-hmm. So that's not answer. The answer of what makes your mind choose this particular label. Label you have learned. What causes?
What
is the reason?
What about
some others taught. Some others taught. Some of the taught, that part of thing, but not the next one. Other induces part of it, but not the main one.
Child learns that when he labels a red light red, he's able to talk to people, and people can understand him and he can communicate. When I was a child, and I learned that if I say red, then another person knows I mean something. When I use the label red, another person will know that I'm talking about something that is actually red. So by using a label, I'm able to communicate with people. I can't communicate with people using a basis.
Well, if they're colorblind, no one wants
to.
Until something forces you to separate between the two. It wouldn't occur to you to separate between green and red until some experience will point out the day that you can separate between the two. And then you start thinking of labels, and then you start applying labels in this moment on the basis of that past experience that separated the two colors for you.
Now, I think that would be because you communicate with somebody.
No, it doesn't occur to you to communicate. You first need to know that they're different things. And something will point that out to you. Right?
No, I don't know. I mean,
first, if you see a crowd of different people, it won't occur to you to separate between their faces until, you know, some experience will tell you these are separate, different people. And then you will start thinking, oh, this is John and this is Kate, you know, so on the basis of a past experience of separation, you will start labeling in this moment on the basis of a previous experience of separation.
So you could ask, why do you not distinguish between blue-green and yellow-green, but you distinguish between green and red?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas X. Only a disgusting job, but probably she needs to do well.
I think we're attached.
Attachment is related to.
No, we're attachment. We're attachment to what happens when we say red.
No, not necessarily. We are attachment to enemy. Because you see, this is my enemy. Yeah.
No, we have an attachment to label things though that we don't know. So that's how we started to label such a thing.
Due to attachment of wanting to avoid the enemy, we say that's my enemy.
That's right. That's right. So you're talking about you cannot discuss without people just talking about the base without talking about the label, right? Yeah. If someone has the base, then does not care for other people, right? You know what you mentioned? what's your name? You mentioned we have to talk the label because if you talk on the base, so people cannot can't communicate with other people. Remember? So the base has also a name. The base. When you think of base, that's also a label. You know, that's also a name. When you think of the base, that's also a name that's given by your mind, you see. So however, what I'm telling you is, so I get the idea of the child in our as well as ourselves at these stages. So how the is a evolution to the text there. So that's what they so before you come to the label what you see things, but that's not is it the base, then after you are introduced to the top of the label, then your mind imputed and then you the disappearance of that label, then you see that, you see, that's the whole thing, this you see. So then I'm using it as just to easy to understand, you see, an example. So now, that is a good step in our daily life, every moment, whenever we think, see. So whenever we see form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object, substance, you see. That's the evolution all the time. Every time like that. That it has all. Every time there's all this evolution. This evolution, you know. That's all happened one time. So down here, so now we say, I give also example the way to analyze the gym, but gym, you see, how the gym can exist in existence, you see. So that also helps. So here now, so anything that dispels the function of dispelling darkness, so that's, you see, dispel darkness, bring clarity and make things more clear and dispels darkness. So that is the base. That's the base. And then what you might is the label. What you might label is light. This is general. Which function dispels darkness? The darkness, the darkness, light, opposite, you see. So which function dispels that? So on that, then, what is but then all the light, all that. So then, which has that function, you call light. Then your mind label light. The nature, the function of it has, the phenomena, you see. Then label, the basis of the label is light. So now, here, So, among the people, among the group, you see, let's put this up. A child, left from parents. A long time ago, so many years ago, and then suddenly in the street, somewhere in the group of people, we see the child, see the father, but because didn't meet for so many years the father, then you see, so the change in the body, all that thing, you see. So, however, so can't recognize this happens, parents or friends, that he met somewhere, and live together, or whatever, do something, you see. Then long time ago didn't meet. Then suddenly you met somebody, and then past count. Looks like you have met this. Looks like it's somebody you met somewhere, but can't put a label. You can't put a label. You can't can't tell who is, but somebody who's familiar. This is for me to happen sometimes. So they. So then, either that person introduced you who he or she is, you see, or you gradually find out from the feature of the face, or from the voice, the behavior, you see, you gradually come to know, brings memory. Oh, then you say, oh, not this. You know, this friend, oh, yes, so many years ago we did this, we did that, we, you know. So anyway, so now similar here. So then you see here now, then you put the label. Oh, this is this. This is this. So you see, before you see the base, but you don't remember the label. You forgot to see. Now suddenly, by analyzing the feature of the face, the way of speaking, the voice, and the person introduced you him or herself the story, you see. Something each with you. So anyway, and then suddenly you remember the label, you see, this and that, the person's name. How is the enemy or this friend? Then the label comes. You have also the number of things. Suddenly you remember, and then as you remember, you put the label. Your mind immediately put the label. Okay, so that. So here, so you see the base. You don't. So when you see here, you don't see the label first. You see here the base. Then you see the label. After mind computes, then you see the label. See, all of that. So that's gradual disease. So now here, then that person by judging the child body and voice, whether the child is or they remember, oh, this is my father, see. the base, so but what was seen before the base. Now the child has put the label, put memory, put the label. Then see yes, father. The appearance of father. Then see this is the father, you see. So seeing the father, so it doesn't, when you don't examine, it looks like from very beginning you see the father, none of that. You see, in that very short time, there's all this evolution that takes place. You know, you see, you're seeing this is the father comes about, you know, from that. So here's them. So now this. somebody who can recognize father immediately see now. Now here, even in this case then. You don't see the label first, father. Before you see the base, the body, what's the body? The body, which is called mind. If it's the mind, then you're not seeing the body, but now you're not seeing the father, you see. when you see your father, you don't see the label of father first. Before the base, the aggregates, association for the mind. Why? Because that should be easy to understand after this example. So that mistake, it was not a mistake, as we see like that. So to, for you to be able to label, to see the label father, your mind has labeled. For that you have to see the base, which causes you to choose the particular label father, see, that particular base, which did that function. Okay? So therefore now here also the child doesn't see the label father before and see the object later. That's not the reality, so also seeing the fathers, seeing the objects based on label targets and the based father, the aggregates and the label father. Also, the child of the person. So when we see, also we don't see together. You know, the minute when you see the base, the same time, father, the label father, it doesn't happen. The reason is same. The logical reason is same. Because the label father that's imputed by your mind, there has to have a reason, particular reason, to choose that particular label father. You see, the mind which chooses the particular label father, that mind has to see a particular form, particular as the objects which do that function, you know, father, you see. You know, get the body, you see, though. So that who meant the origin is from your body, so that's our father. So in order to give this particular label father, so you have to that mind preliminary or reason have to see something before that particular gets to see. Which had that story function led to you. So therefore you don't see the base and the label father and base circuits, you don't see together. When you see father among people, see, you don't see together. So the evolution is like an example, several examples before. First we see the base. That particular place has I guess which is that story to you. Then your mind by seeing that then causes that mind to give up this particular, to choose this particular label father. This father in the mind. Father, and the concept, father. See, the mind will see that particular bits, has that sort of function, you see, that comes to you. Then, make up the label. In the mind, see, the concept is father. Okay. Then, so this is the main point I was trying to explain. The end point, you see. Then this appearance, you see. By believing in your label, then this appearance, this is the father. And then you see that this is father. This is the third time. Yeah. But this is happening. This is the evolution, but this happened, you know, within such a very short time. So Smila. So here, Sunadana has been like the So Smila, so you see now, when we do not realize this, when we do not see this way, see, do not realize this, this evolution. you see, when you don't examine, then you see to our hallucinated mind, you see, it looks like, even though that evolution is reality, but you don't see that way. To our hallucinated mind, the father, you know, one do not see this way. You know, see the arcades first, then you see the label father. You know, this is the second. Say, not aware, and just say, draw a hallucinated mind. Father, you see, even the father that was appears to you, father, not merely labeled by the mind. You don't see father as a label. You don't see father, the father is a labeled into the mind, you don't see that. You don't see, even though it's merely into the mind, you don't see it's merely into the mind. You see total opposite. You see totally opposite to the reality. Reality may never come, but when it appears, when the Father appears to totally said, is not merely left in my mind, existing from the society. Real one. In the ordinary language, is a real one. in a sense, you see, existing from outside. So here, you see, when you don't examine, when you do not realize, you see, called the evolutions. So, to our hallucinated mind, see, the base, I guess, of the father and the level of father, you don't see, the hallucinated mind is indifferent, it's indifferentiable. You cannot differentiate. Undifferentiable. Undifferentiable. The two phenomena, the father's arguments and the label of father, two different phenomena, you see, undifferentiable to our hallucinated mind. Can't differentiate on the objects, there's a father existing from the society, you see. There's a father from the society, existing from the society, or appearing from the society. so that appearing not the main level of the mind, so that's the objective recruited, that's total hallucination. That is total hallucination. That appearance is total hallucination. The father, real father, in the sense of existing from the side, that's a total non-existence. Yeah. And that's the emptiness of the father. That's the ultimate image of the father. reality father, ultimate father. So that so in the reality the label of father and the aggregates of the father, you see, based with the label of the father. So these two these two exist differently. These two do not exist separately, but don't exist. They two do not exist separately, but they two exist differently. As aggregates and I, these aggregates in Buddha mind, these five questions of aggregates, and I myself, these two different phenomena. One is aggregates, one is the self, I. they are two different phenomena, exist, do not exist separately. depending to the relating to the aggregates, you see. So it don't happen. Your mind labeling red light, green light, those things. It happens after you see the face, after you see something there, after you see, after you see the base, something there with the base, that which causes your mind to choose this particular label, green and taxi, red and those, see. That's how I explain to other phenomena. Other examples, exactly the same here. Now, that's the evolution. that's the evolution. Reality is like this. But we're not aware. So, now here, to our hallucinating mind, red light, you see. Yellow light, green light, all these. from where beginning, you see, appearing to you. You see, not after seeing the base, but from the beginning, you see. Appearing in red, green light, you see. And not labeled by your mind. That's gross, very gross one. So there's more subtle, not merely labeled by mind. So that not merely labeled by mind. So this is how you appear, this is how you see. So that so that is the not me, not when it comes to not me appearing to not merely labeled by mind. So that is the object which repeated. The four schools of Buddhist philosophy, the mathematical school, fourth one, mathematical school, the four passing schools, the Svatantra school, passing the second one, passing school, view the extremely subtle object of perception. So appearing, not being left in the mind. And they apprehended. Appear that and apprehend it that way, believe that way. So this is total hallucination. false view. The total false view. The hallucination. So I'm using this to introduce gacha, objective security. The point is that. I'm using this, the road, the cars, the road lights, you see, to recognize what we have realized empty. So that in the reality, the reality is all this evolution, but to our hallucinating mind. doesn't appear, doesn't see the way. So, truly existent. This is not merely from mind. So, the green light exists, but red light exists, but that. Same thing here. Even with the green light, same here. Thank you. So this is what this is what I was saying before. Existing from the side. I guess just as I guess this light, how we think of these lights, same. same when we think of samsara. So, doesn't appear and doesn't see me labeled as samsara, real samsara in the sense that there's no such. So same thing of the liberation. So that all these phenomena in reality all this meeting between one. All this meeting between one. So as I mentioned before, from the eye, from the self, the eye, down to the atoms of the body, particularly atoms of the body and particularly atoms of those, or split seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, so that it's all meeting between from the eye and the self down to the particular something, then particular those atoms, so the consciousness, minutes of consciousness, seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, so, so everything's a meeting petition of the self. Everything, all the rest, merely repeated. All exist, starting from the eye, everything down to particular atoms of those particular minutes of consciousness, cells of consciousness, basically, all exist, but they're all merely repeated. Everything merely repeated. So this is to maybe to few seconds meditation on this. So everything's it. Everything's starting with the heart. All the rest down. General aggregates. Then each of the collection five. Each of the aggregates. Then down the different parts of the body. Then the limbs and different parts of the body. Then, then goes down the atoms, particular atoms, then those particular atoms. Then our mind, mental factors, consciousness, mind, which all goes body, mind. So then even that, those minutes of mind, the seconds of mind, then increase of mind, survival, all this, everything. What is what's made available of the mind? What is made imputed by the mind, by the thought? From the eye down to the or down to all this imputed made imputed by the thought. So all this empty. From the eye down to all these phenomena, particles, the atoms, specific content, all this totally empty. So same with the house, just like that, same house, general house, and then it's a collection of the ceiling, the wall, or all the parts. Then, so it's one is made in the mind, then every part of the house is made in the mind, so that goes down to the atoms, the particular atoms, the parts of the atoms. So everything. What they are, what's the meaning of the mind? So it's an empty of existing from the inside. So all the rest of phenomena, what they that's what we bring to the mind, see. All the rest of the phenomena, so they are not what we bring to the mind. So therefore, then this needs to imprint like a melody, see. Then left on the middle of the path is the path of ignorance, conceptualism. Right after the mere imputation, then the hallucination, the true existence, true existent appearance, is decorated, is projected on the mere imputation, the eye that was mere image. Which is the goal of our life. So, by meditating, by practicing mindfulness, but the mindfulness this way, how everything can come mind and the hallucination, the object of rigidity, that we are not living totally in this. So being aware in this, the nature empty, so the with the mindfulness in this hallucination, the hallucination, there was hallucination, is hallucination, so with this mindfulness, then we don't hold on to it, it's true. So then, it, then that's how I say, then it doesn't become basis, the objects and, doesn't become, they say, like enemy, the friend, so forth, so, so forth, the object, the senses, so, because you don't hold on to the, you don't hold on to the truth, see, because you meditate the opposite, so you, by holding on to the truth, the cause of suffering. Now here, opposite cause drives all the negative emotions, all the negative cause suffering, so problems of this living, this life, so the so the whole maintaining this, opposite maintaining this, looking at the hallucination, see, looking at the empty, is the empty, so then you are fully protected, so you don't say, allow to your mind hold on to this, to the truth, means you don't allow to clear the ignorance. So then, if you don't allow that truth, if you don't allow to believe that holding it true, so then there's no basis for rise, it has an anger. All these negative jealous mind, all these negative, there's no basis for trying to rise all these superstitious thoughts, all these delusions. There's no basis for that. There's no basis for all this. There's no basis. There's no basis for the next hallucination. The wrong view, attachment, the hallucination of attachment, mind, the hallucination of the anger, then. Anchor as it has been always, you see, then you see, they had the, then they have their own projection, you see, hallucination. So it's easily, it's delusion has its own wrong view, see, projection. So normally our life, normally we suffer, we're tortured, you see, we're constantly tortured. So with all these delusions, you know, with all this, double triple hallucination. You see, double triple hallucination. So like a piles of cakes. So that's how we have been suffering. So. This is how our life is. So now, look at the cause of phenomena such time. So in the view of the wisdom, in the view of the wisdom directly perceived emptiness, in the ego-post meditation, you see, in that view, in the view of that wisdom, all this view what we have, all these powers of hallucination, the fidelity, see, everything appearing true, in a true existence, the real one, in the sense of existing on the outside. So, this is what we live our life, all the time, you know, from beginning to end. So the wisdom directly presents this, you know, the ego-post meditation, in that view, all this, you know, total nonsense. Total nonsense. You see, that wisdom doctrine, the equivalent of mental, see what you do, what appears to us what we believe, and the wisdom, see everything, all this, total nonsense. That part of wisdom, see, wisdom directly presents in the Kapha Sutra. So it's like you don't see the stuff daytime, no? So what we should maintain is the view of, so you know your view, yeah, okay. all hallucinations, see, that's from the hallucination, and also from on the basis of all the other hallucinations, possession of its delusions. So now that, so you meditate, the view of the wisdom directly present is in the opposite vision. How to see what is total long, what is totally empty. So yeah. So look at how the phenomena is like star. So mentally. That's the meditation, see, it's extremely profound, the first thing. But, so here, it's mainly related to the causative phenomena, see, implemented from the causative phenomena, see. Then there's one, then after that, see, the relating the distorted, you know, the view, see. I'm not sure if that's the correct translation, but the example is like, you know, you have vision, see, the hair falling down, hair falling down, food, see, something, things like that. That's an example. Vision to text, meaning for rubber. So, but of course, the example does happen on the afternoons. So this is the example of hallucination, see, with the cause of hallucination. With causative phenomena, so you see, what appears to you is not what it appears to us, is the way it appears to us, and it is believed, and then it appears to us, you know, it's not true. That's not true. You know, there's no, that's not like that in the current reality. Reality is emptiness. It's empty. So, so, could you look at the phenomenon like a group, like distorted view, meaning that? And the mind of the hallucination. That's because many cause conditions, there are many cause conditions that exist, you see. Many cause conditions that exist. So you can think it's so subtle ways, you know, and the thing is so that it is empty of, existing, see. It is empty of indignance, preceded by the many cause conditions. So, existing by the many cause conditions, that the independent arising. So, dependent arising grows one, and the thing also the dependent arising starts out one. So, use the light, you know, that is the mind, but the dependent cause conditions. First of all, it's like that. What am I with that? Duma. Think of them like the illusion. Duma. Because if I look at them, they look at me like an illusion. So then. So this is good meditation. In great time. You can use this sitting meditation, but also very good in breath necessary such thing. Look at things, look at things, look at here, it's a cost of phenomena, it's a salvation. So, so that is, so the negative imprint left in the mind, but past ignorance is like the ignorance is like magician person. The ignorance is like magician person, okay? The negative imprint left on the mind is like the magician person uses, you see, the substances for illusion, you see. Mantras and substances uses for illusions, for you to create illusion, you see. So the substance, the imprint of the mind, okay? And then you are the audience. You are the audience. So all this true, so all this true existence is I action object, everything, whatever you do. When you eat food, I action object food. Say, or when you drive a car, I action the car. So whatever it is, I action object, whatever you're doing, say, say, hallucinate your mind, the image is merely in my mind, but hallucinate to you, everything appears to you in truly existent, okay, existent from inside. And excellent, all the rest of the phenomena. So, illusion, as a magician person, by using substance, manifest the illusion to the audience, and see, create things, you know, which is not true, it's not there, see. To the palace or whatever that, below, man, woman, however they, also things, you know, all kinds of things. create, perform CDs or whatever, also things, magician person, create. Okay, so use that. So the audience is total hallucination. So use the audience. This is one meditation technique of how to use emptiness in the daily life, the busy life, as a or you're in office, or you're talking with people, having a meeting. Or six, working family, whatever. Doing shopping, or say, sightseeing. So you keep this constantly, this meditation. you see, awareness, mindfulness, that basically is the hallucination, is the hallucination. So not allowing yourself to hold on to this truth. So that all these negative thoughts, you don't create ignorance, you know, the foundation of the delusion, so that other delusions do not arise. So that helps also to no depression. Depression, loneliness, all this goodbye. So all those things that normally concern so much, you see. Oh, so they also they're healed by the way. Those all those small things, you know, welcomes gone by the way, you see. So anyway, so the cause of phenomena is like here. this one mental technique. Every day, sleep, to practice mindfulness in the life, or in the working life. We can do also on this like this in the swing session, you know. Even 1 hour like that, you can just do this meditation, you can receive special break time. you're busy, but your mind keeping this meditation. You see? You know, your mind, you're talking, you're busy doing it. humanity. You see, you see this meditation. So then becomes a very, how to say, so during this time, things don't affect you, things don't bother you, people criticize or people whatever. People praise, people criticize, whatever things happen, situation changing, people like you, doesn't like you, whatever. So it was that do not affect you, you know, don't make angry or attacked or this, see. You know, so that there's calmness and tranquility, just the equanimity, patience, everything there. Oh, when you keep in mind in this meditation, see. It's a totally different world. You're living in a totally different world. All others living in the, living that is living in the world of ignorance, in the world of creation of ignorance, the true existence. See. But here, in other words, you are kind of living the life of liberation. You are living a life in the liberation, see, opposite that, say, freedom. So, so from here, of course, from here, you know, by living in this meditation, living like this, of course, then you eventually able to cease the direct perception of emptiness and cease the comments and see liberation. Then with my part with it should be enlightenment. So I think so all the customers like illusion, then the customer said, the master, then the customers like what do. So what do we can be dropped at any time, you know? Can be any time from the client. Can any time, see. So cause the phenomena, you know, even your life, you know, the death can happen any time. You know, this can be stopped any time, any moment. So, the possession or some people or a friend, you know, where all this can change any time. You know, say, that impact is basically impermanence. And the impermanence. Things can be seized any time. Okay. And then next one. And then water bubble. That's then can be popped any time. So. There's the mental thing to the natural impermanence like that. Can be stopped. Like dream. So again, that means, you see, dream. whatever we see in the dream, say, things they do not exist. Even they appear real, but not true, you see. So you discover this when you even you didn't realize in the dream, but you realize when you wake up it's not true. So see, so for the cognitive phenomena, so that one's against them. See, all these things are excellent, all these things appear true. Something so it's so often I dream. So not true. They're empty. So I dream. So this is also very good meditation. In break time, you see one busy life. How do we maintain this? That one's perhaps mindfulness. As much as possible, you see. All this what you're doing, all these things what happen around, all this white dream. You see. Truly existent, everything is truly existent. Is there something real, you see? Is this Messiah? So, So again, same thing. So again, same thing. The effect is that you don't cling to the truth, and then the negative must stop all the rest in the mind. So you don't see. So same. Then the result of liberation, they say, also say, enlightenment. But this is the ethical wisdom. To benefit others. So that. So there's another great meditation, look at the life retreat. Very effective, very powerful. Then every moment you have peace in your mind, calmness, see, then you're able to help others when your mind is calm, see, when you have peace, then you're able to communicate better to others, or benefit to others. And then this is the next one. Like writing. So that's again both sorts of phenomena, like writing, so that's again meditation impermanence, looking at the nature impermanence, you know. That can stop any time, I think, see. Can change. So like clouds, the last one. So this is the last one. So while we're looking at clouds, they're changing, they change constantly, they learn the same shape, constantly changing. So well, that's one thing. So cultural phenomena are changing not only within our minute, and within second. Not only change second by second, but even within second they change, they don't last. Things don't last even within second. By the kind of cause conditions. So so there's nothing to cling. There's nothing to cling to. This beautiful flower on the body. decaying minute by minute, within second by second, within second. So that decaying. Yeah. So that helps to not renunciation, for liberation, for sometimes. And then the car, so when you look at, next minute when you look at the car, it's not there. So these kinds of things can be, body position, all this, something like that. So can be seized in the time, you see. So can change, can seize in the time. So they, that. So, so here, sir. So it helps, result is liberation by maintaining this renunciation, detachment, then it's also anger and other things, you see.
Oh,
the Dharma understanding that they have so far. And virtue is correct. Cause of happiness. Cause of happiness, liberation or something, enlightenment, how many you practice now. There much benefit with our first intimidates from others. So they've stabilized all the whole wishes been succeeded immediately. It was the past, present, future, and its club, and tear and its club powers. May I ever trust it? May I know all sentient beings able to meet only a perfectly qualified guru in all the lifetimes, and to be able to see only enlightened being permission taking aside for all society in all the lifetimes. And to be only action most pleasing for the mind of the virtuous friend, permission taking aside for all society in all the lifetimes. And to fulfill the holy wishes immediately, permission taking aside for all society in all the lifetimes. May all the by all the sentiments that Buddhists may define the fit with their stature, with your Buddhist stature, because stature becomes the excuse for, when the complete excuse for, about this one, the immediate descent, and even more beneficial to all, and they may do anything like the good Muslim, and cause to extract Buddhism in his heart and fear of all the departments and the cost and practice aspects, especially through all the sentiments. And this was true. So see, all the hours of process, several months, Sundays, and it was great monasteries, and as well as Sundays, and so on, 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 and the air was hot up to turn part of the world, and Tibetan, and the air took part of the world, and then social services took part of the world, and now then, and every center, in the past upon it, and all the services, and the most beneficial person, and it's in the cost to correct, cost to since the living, the generating Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the jewels and the karma, and the cost to exercise the local commission, particularly in the most heart. If you're teaching, you can be part of it in their hearts, and all whatever projects each one has, which you have got. All the willing to succeed immediately. So, with all the rest, first-time material project, so all the funding, all the needs simply received after that having second delay. Then the, so that to be able to illuminate this world, elevate this world. Did all the past present which I made as a present today and made as a present promise? Did all the past present which I made as a present today and made as a present promise? That which exists, but which is empty. May the I who exists but was empty. Enlightenment which exists but was empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but were empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but were empty. Through that Lamatava was enlightenment which exists but was empty. Paramahansa alone who exists but was empty.